Sorry I'm late. It's a problem at home.
Ah, did the baby chew the ears off your Prince Charles doll again?
No, it's just that I'm the mercy of babysitters.
Miss Sullivan, would it help if we adjusted your schedule?
Oh, no, that won't be necessary, sir. I have a nanny starting on Monday. Beatrice Williker. She's a sweet little old lady who bakes pies and crochets doorknob cozies.
As much as I would love to chat about Granny Good Goose, the state of New York hopes to spend a few minutes this evening putting felons behind bars.
Okay, you're right. Go ahead, please.
All right, Mackie, let the bad times roll.
Yes, sir. First up, case of aggravated assault with a chainsaw.
Gee, if you use a chainsaw, it pretty much has to be aggravated, doesn't it?
Yeah. People versus...
Beatrice Williker!
Hello, dear. I may not be available for Monday night.
Man, keep those cases rolling.
Well, we got a slight delay, sir. Seems our next guest started a rumble down in holding.
Well, you share one toilet with 20 guys. There's bound to be a flashpoint sometime.
Say, Roz, could I ask you a little favor?
I'm here to serve. Ask away.
Well, Babykin's agency is sending over some nannies for me to meet on lunch break, and I was wondering if you might help me interview them.
You mean to prevent you from hiring another chainsaw murder?
Judgmental. She was just charged with maiming.
You need me. Sure, I'll help you.
Thank you.
We're ready now, sir.
All right, then, folks. Can we please go through these next cases with no more interruptions?
Yes, sir. People versus Terry Bannoon.
Did you say Terry Bannoon?
Uh-huh. I'd say it again, but you don't want us to waste time.
Your Honor, Mr. Bannoon was arrested earlier for... disrupting a biker's convention? What do you do for an encore, babe? Roll yourself a meat and play peekaboo with pit bulls?
Shut up, moron.
Ooh, that's contempt. You're gonna get yelled at.
Sir, Mr. Bannoon allegedly mauled several bikers, tossed a Harley through a police car windshield, and relieved himself in the arresting officer's riot helmet.
Your Honor, my client claims it was an accident.
Your Honor?
Yo.
Your Honor, I believe listening is part of the job description. Sir?
15-minute recess. What?
I don't get it. First he says, no interruptions, then he calls a recess.
Makes sense to me. But then, so do the lyrics to A Horse with No Name.
Harry, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fine.
You sure? I haven't seen you this jumpy since you swallowed the bee at the 4th of July picnic.
Yeah. What's bothering you?
Scientific phenomenon, Mac. You know, behavioralists have proven that certain traumatic events from our past can stay with us years after the initial incident. They can even elicit the same gut-wrenching internalized terror that we experienced before. It can happen years, heck, decades after the fact.
What the hell is he talking about?
I have no idea. I thought he was talking about losing his virginity. But heck, that was just a few weeks ago.
Talking about that guy out there, Terry Bannoon. He's my childhood bully. He used to beat me up every day in grammar school.
Are you sure it's him?
Yeah, when I saw that Born to Drown Kittens tattoo, pretty much confirmed it.
Yikes.
When he walked in, I felt 10 years old again. Had to get out before he could shove my face in the snow or have his German shepherd drag me around the concrete schoolyard.
Gee, Harry, send out for a backbone, will you?
Easy on the judgment, Dan. I understand where Harry's coming from. There was a guy like that in my life, too.
You had a bully?
Damn right. Red Munley. He smacked me around so much, I finally begged him to let me beat myself up and cut out the middleman.
He fell for that?
Yeah, for about 12 seconds, then he beat the crap out of me.
Guys, what do the words mean to you?
This has nothing to do with being chicken, Dan. It's not an intellectual choice. It's a triggered response.
Right.
Oh, I suppose you don't get chills when you hear the words, "I think that's my husband at the door."
What?
Now I can relate. We're talking about a deep-rooted fear here.
Yeah. Hey, Harry. Look, maybe he won't remember you.
Did I mention the last time Terry Bannoon beat me up, they sent him to reform school for a year?
Ooh, bullies don't like that.
Hold on a second. Let's look at this thing logically. You're a grown-up judge now, not a goofy 10-year-old with a helicopter beanie.
How'd you know I had one of those?
Lucky guess. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Legal technicalities to the rescue. You know the guy, so you've got to withdraw yourself from the case.
You're right. I can't hear the case. I'm prejudiced. Isn't that great news, Mac? I'm prejudiced.
Well, not usually something to celebrate. But in this case, hey, congratulations.
Okay, so all you do is hear the charges, hold him over for another judge, and poof, he's gone before he recognizes you.
Right. Thanks, guys. I feel a lot better now.
If anything happens, I got 10 bucks on the big guy.
All right, then. Due to extenuating circumstances, I'm going to withdraw myself from this case and hold it over for the day shift.
Your Honor, defense would like to know what extenuating circumstances you're referring to.
Miss Sullivan, it's kind of a guy thing. I'm happy to explain it later.
Your Honor, my client has a right to a speedy trial. Defense requests an answer.
Well, it's pretty complicated. I don't want to bother the court with a lengthy diatribe that has nothing to do with jurisprudence.
Your Honor, I mean no disrespect, but that's never stopped you in the past.
Christine. Ixnay on the aisle tray.
Don't I know you? Wait a minute. Something's familiar. Floppy hair, that beady little face.
Oh, yeah. You guessed it. He used to be the little boy on the Andy Griffith Show.
Move with his lobes are beginning to function.
Your Honor, what's going on here?
Christine,
please.
Miss Sullivan, I know what I'm doing.
Well, then will you explain it to me?
All right. I can't hear the case because I grew up with the defendant.
Now I remember. Nurse Stone, you're the little creep that got me put in reform school.
Technically, Terry, it was you riding a Schwinn over my neck. That got you put in reform school.
Yeah. I owe you for that one, Harry Stone. And I'm gonna get you for this one, too!
Wait. Yeah. Hold it. Not this time, Terry. Take him to holding.
I'll be back. I'll get you. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, sir. I'm sure beneath that gruff exterior beats the heart of a puppy.
Only if he swallowed one.
If it isn't Judas in pantyhose.
Come on, Dan, that's not fair. I was just doing my job. I could tell that he was a sadistic, psychotic monster. It just never occurred to me he was a bully.
Well, he's a bully, all right. On the way to holding, he said he was going to hunt you down and make a wish with your legs.
You know, in my career, I've encountered a lot worse than Terry Bannoon. Killers, terrorists, really cranky prostitutes. Besides, he'll probably get 6 months.
Your Honor,
would you be upset if I told you that Benoon guy escaped from holding and is hiding in the building?
Yes, Bull, I'd be very upset.
Mind telling him after I leave the room?
Security says they've got everything under control. Why don't you guys go back to lunch? I'm sure Benoon won't even get this far.
Are you sure? Because if he does, I know a pressure point that'll either kill a guy or turn him into Jerry Lewis.
You know something? We may need that move. This guy's been in prison so often, he's got a timeshare at Attica. Public nuisance, street fighting, 7 assaults, including punching a bus.
Doesn't mean he can't be reasoned with.
I've got an idea. Why don't you go home? And if that bully shows up, we can just tell him you had the sniffles.
Oh, Christine, for just a minute, would you stop being such a girl? The Terry Benoons of this world don't care about sniffles.
Bad news, sir.
What?
Your pal is on the rampage. He knocked out 2 guards and went to the morgue and slapped a dead guy.
This bully is cold.
Then on the 14th floor, he Xeroxed his privates and gave copies to all the secretaries.
We are dealing with a berserker here. Although a berserker with a great use for the copy machine.
He's only 4 floors away, sir. And nobody knows where he's hiding.
You might want to reconsider those sniffles.
Hey, I appreciate your concern, guys, but I cannot give in to his kind of intimidation. Now go back to lunch. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Are you okay? Right. Be careful now.
If you need me.
Absolutely sure.
Yeah. Bull?
I'm not leaving, sir. I consider it my bailiff's duty to protect you. Much like the nose hairs protect the mucous membrane from the staphylococci.
Flattered as I am by the analogy, Bull, rest assured that I am not worried.
Okay.
Didn't you see? If you rub their little cheek while they take the bottle, it makes them want to feed more, and it soothes them at the same time.
I didn't know that.
Sure.
You are so sweet, and I'd love to hire you, but when I think of nannies, I think of starched white aprons and soothing soft hands and no chest hair. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Miss Sullivan. I guess I'll just get my old job back as a midwife. Thanks.
Well, maybe no for a nanny, but maybe yes for Roz.
I just turned down my 8th applicant. You think it's me?
I have heard that weekend moms sometimes feel guilty about leaving the kids.
Yeah, so guilty that they try hard not to find a good enough nanny.
So they have to stay home with the baby?
Bingo.
No, you're right. Maybe I have been a little overprotective. Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? The very next nanny that walks in the door, I'm gonna hire her right on the spot.
Hi there, dearie. Guess who made bail?
Harry, we gotta start the session soon. What?
Oh, Mac.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm sorry. It's been rearranging the furniture a little.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you're doing the room in Modern Fortress.
Any word on Benoon?
Security figures he's still here hiding somewhere.
Yeah, well, hide and seek was always his favorite game. Of course, with Terry, it's more like hide and pulverize.
Harry, it's not like you to be afraid.
Terry Benoon isn't your average everyday fear, Mac.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
You know that my mom left when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't react to it much at first. I suppose I was trying to convince myself that I didn't really need her, you know. Anyway, a couple of months after she left, this Terry Bannoon moved into the neighborhood, and before long it was my turn to face him on the playground. I tried to fight him, Mac, but he was too tough. And when he finished pounding on me, he said, "Now you get up, baby. Go run home to mommy." And I ran home crying, half expecting her to be there. And she wasn't. And that's when it hit me. I never felt more hurt or more alone than I did right then.
Well, I hope you realize you're not alone anymore.
I figure a guy my age would know that by now.
Yeah. You know, Harry, I only had 2 semesters of psychology, although I got A's both times. My opinion is you are not afraid of that bully.
I'm not?
No. You stood up to him then. You do it now. What you are afraid of is the memories he brings back. It's what they call a displacement syndrome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I'm a little afraid that he's gonna displace my nose over onto my cheek.
Hey, you can't stay cooped up in here forever.
You're right, Matt. I'm going out there now.
You gonna face Terry?
I guess so. Mainly, though, I gotta hit the head. Thank you.
You're welcome. Got another.
This isn't helping your case, Terry. Destroying public property.
How about destroying a judge?
Just like old days, huh? If you're looking for lunch money, you're out of luck, pal.
Just looking for you.
Why, Terry? Do you even know why you're looking for me?
Sure to settle a score.
Something that happened 25 years ago. Something that you brought on yourself. Look at us, man. We're grown men. We're not kids pushing in line at the movies.
That don't change the fact that I got put in reform school. All because of you, you little rat. Fake!
For something that you did to yourself. Rat Fink? Jeez, Terry. I haven't heard that word in 25 years. That's the problem, man. Nobody says Rat Fink anymore. We all grew up. But you missed the boat, pal. You're still just the bully in the bathroom.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. After all this time, that's all I am. But I'm real good at it, and I'm gonna retile the wall in your face.
I don't know why you'd want to do that, Terry. It looks fine to me. You're making a mistake, man. I'm an officer of the court. You assault me, and you go to prison.
Well, I better make it worth my while.
I'm just trying to help you. I mean that.
Mr. Grown-Up, Mr. Big Shot Judge, Mr. High and Mighty, you're just afraid, and you better be. Run, you baby. Run home to mommy.
I'm not gonna run from you this time, Terry. Because I know we can work this out.
I don't think so.
You're right.
You did it!
Hey, hey, good for you, sir.
Mac, what are you doing here? You have something to do with this?
Oh, no, no, I didn't lay a hand on him. That's the truth.
What do we do with him now?
Well, I guess we should call the paramedics.
Yeah, I guess we should.
Yeah.
But first, let's pants him.
Really, I think your field artillery experience is just wonderful. But I'm just looking for a nanny. Just a plain, simple nanny. Oh, dismissed. You don't think I was too hard on her, do you, Roz?
She detonates landmines for a living. I think she can take it.
Honestly, Roz, you would think in a city this size that there'd be at least one human being that knows enough to care for a tiny, sweet-natured, lovable baby boy.
Excuse me, Mom.
Roz, I think we found our nanny.
Those can sit. The machine can get it. And that can wait until tomorrow. You're tuned into a TV Land My Time Marathon. Tune that other stuff out.